This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started. Hey guys, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. This is the podcast where I meet the coolest and most successful people on the planet and share their stories. Today we'll meet a man that is really the absolute best at what he does. I hope you're excited because I am. But before we get started, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, Heston's Beds in Los Angeles. Heston's has a rich history running back through six generations, from the roots as master saddlers to Heston's appointments as royal purveyors and the spirit of excellence that drives them forward into the future. The journey to where they are now is one filled with passion, skill, and the pursuit of making the best handcrafted beds in the world. Heston will change the way you sleep forever with the finest beds, mattresses, and bedding accessories in the world. If you're serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep, and Heston's can help you. Check them out at hestonsla.com. Today's guest is known as the world's premier physique photographer for the past 30 years, and is at times called the Annie Leibovitz of the fitness industry, with his strong and personal portraits of the fittest athletes and celebrities. His work has graced more than 750 covers across the globe in magazines such as Esquire, FHM, Muscle and Fitness, Flex, and many, many more. The long list of all the greats he has shot would be impossible to mention here. There are far too many, but the list include personalities such as The Rock, Kim Kardashian, 50 Cent, Dana White, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Dolph Lundgren. His name is Per Bernal. Welcome, Per.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It was a nice introduction.
Yeah, it's incredible to see all the things that you have done and so many people you have met. I'm so curious, how did all this start? Let's go back all the way to Per growing up as a kid.
Wow, that's a tall order. I think I was always had a tendency to the artistic world. You know, I love drawing, painting, and it kind of ran in my family. And I think it was kind of, I didn't plan to become a photographer. It was just an interest that kind of came to me. I was very interested in, weight training. And the way it happened, actually, I started swimming when I was like in my early teens. I came onto the swim team, and I remember seeing Pumping Iron with Arnold Schwarzenegger. They sent it like in Sweden. This was like the late 70s. And it was such an impressive thing to see. But I knew I was maybe 12, 13 at the time. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to start lifting weight. I got to wait. And what can I do to prepare for it, right? So I started on the swim team and started lifting weight when I was 16. A few years later, I just bought a camera. I got some money when I graduated from high school, bought a used camera. And I remember starting to take pictures of these muscle magazines that I was reading because I was into bodybuilding and building my body and everything. So I remember I took pictures of the pages of Muscle and Fitness.
Yeah,
and I think that's how it blended, you know, my love for weight training and photography. And did an internship at a Swedish bodybuilding magazine, had a chance to get a story published. And that was like the big moment when I felt like this is what I would love to do for the rest of my life. Yeah. So in short, that's how it started.
So from the beginning, you wanted to be an athlete yourself.
Yeah, right? I was lifting weights, and I actually competed one time, did fairly good. I placed second and qualified to the Swedish Nationals. But at the same time, the photography came into my life and started to take over. So, I was continuing lifting, but I felt like photography was my just my thing.
How did you make that decision? Because I know there's so many young people, they have multiple interests and they're good at maybe two or three things. Some kids never choose and end up being not good at any of them. How did you make that decision?
I think the most important thing in life is passion, right?
Yeah.
There's a few things in life that I feel is important. It's like feeling hope, if you have passion, because that kind of feeds your soul and it opens up to so many things. And I don't think it's so important that, like at 16 or 15 or 12 or 18, you don't have to decide, this is what I'm going to become the next big thing. For me, it was always very organic. Everything just happened organically. I didn't have a big master plan, but I love what I was doing. I was putting a lot of hours into it, a lot of interest. And I was like honing that experience. And that in turn led to opportunities. And I took those opportunities and one thing led to another. So I can't say that I had a master plan, like this is what I'm going to end up doing. I was just following my heart. I was doing what I loved. And I think it's very important that you kind of listen to, I think everybody has a voice, you know, learn to listen to that and go with your gut. Life is many times you got to be practical, but I think it's interesting to, or important to listen to, what do you want to do? What do you like? And, you know, maybe that's the first step.
Yeah. And why are you so fascinated with photography and especially photography of bodybuilding and these incredible physiques? Sure. Yeah.
Like I mentioned, I was actually starting to play music. Music was a big thing in my life when I was young. So, you know, I was thinking, I was in a band, I was playing the electric guitar, I played violin before. So I had a part of me was like a musical part. Yeah. And photography was just like, I was merging my two biggest loves, you know, lifting weights, bodybuilding, and also, you know, photographer to take pictures. Yeah. So it was two things that merged together and that kind of led to where I am today. So for me, it was never a magic pill. It was just having fun, doing what I love to do and not thinking so much about, oh, this is the degree I need to, you know, take, or this is what I need to do. And I didn't really have any pressure for someone else that I had to do something specific. Yeah. So I just followed my heart.
That's great. And also, I'm a little bit more curious about you grew up as a foster child. There's a lot of kids that have, not only kids, even grown-ups that had a lot of things that they can blame on, you know what I mean? And for you coming from a world maybe who wasn't the easiest, who taught you to think like that? I gotta take this in my own hand, and I'm gonna make something out of myself. Because you could have went the other way too, right?
No, of course. I mean, I had some siblings, and they ran into problems. They were foster kids too, yeah. And they ran into some problems in their teenage years. And maybe I remember I was visiting them in their where they were living, and I saw some things that was related to bad things, and maybe that scared me off. But I think, as I mentioned, it's like I always kept myself very busy, right? And I think that's a good way of staying away from bad stuff.
Yeah.
And I think you know, by learning that I could, when I was 13 and I worked that summer and I was becoming my own man, you know, making my own money, I was able to buy my own bike and stuff. That kind of gave me a sense of, you know what? I have the destiny in my own hands. I don't have to be a victim.
Yeah.
And I, of course, like when you're growing up, I could be a little bit jealous, or, you know, I was missing stuff that other people got that had like a whole family. But I think everybody has a cross to... No one has a perfect childhood. No one has a perfect life. That's just the human condition.
We talked about 10,000 hour rule, you know. What do you think about that? Like, do you need, after those many, many hours, do you become an expert in a given field, you think?
Yeah, what we talked about is, like, in order to excel in something, you need to, there's a general rule, they say, like, you need to do it for 10,000 hours, right? Yeah. And you become really good at what you're doing. And I think definitely there's a lot of truth to that. Yeah. And like you just mentioned, I don't want us to forget that it's like it's a constant evolvement.
Yeah.
It's like I'm different from, if I look back at shots that I took 20 years ago, I could look back and say, wow, it was a great shot. But I have to evolve. But there's so many things that goes on, right? So it's like, in a way, in the beginning, you are pure.
Yeah.
There's no compromises. You're just shooting, doing stuff from your gut, which is beautiful, and you could create incredible things. And then as you get older, maybe you have to compromise, but you learn stuff, things changes. So the trick is to kind of try to be true to yourself. And I think maybe the only ones that are really true to themselves is like a painter, but a lot of times their life is pretty miserable. Look at Van Gogh never saw. I mean, he was a genius, but it was a solitary life. But I think it takes time. It takes time to become good. There is no way to go around it. I mean, today there are phones, there are apps that you take a picture, you have there's a lot of talent. You could have a good eye, right?
Yeah.
And of course, an app could cut down a lot of time. And it's not necessarily the right way to learn. I mean, I'm sure there's much faster ways to learn that I've done, right? Because I've learned a lot on my own, trial and error. But I think you need to learn the basic, at least, in order to be free in what you're doing. Like when you're doing martial arts, you need to learn the grip.
Yeah.
You need to get the strength, agility. And then when you have that, then you could start become like the artist that's in you. You could become a world champion. But I don't think there's a way around it, right?
How did you come to the U.S. and can you just share a little bit about that?
Well, of course. I did an internship at B&K Sports Magazine. I think it's called Body Magazine. It was Ove Rytter. He was a very important man in my life. So I was 18 at the time. I was doing, I think it was like a course after the high school. It was like a 1 year extra. And we did a 5 week internship and I applied, I asked if I could come and do it at the magazine because I liked the sport. I had a love for bodybuilding. I said, well, better place to then, work at that magazine, or at least have a chance to see what's going on. So Ove Rytter, he gave me the shot. And that's the first thing. You need to get a shot, a foot in the door. And I think for young people, that's fairly, I mean, a lot of times it's pretty, I wouldn't say it's easy, but I think universe will give you the chance. So I was there, worked hard, got the opportunity. And, to see your, when I saw my pictures printed in the magazine for the first time, it was an incredible feeling.
Yeah.
It's like, I said like, oh, this is, I felt that it was so honest because I could tell if I did a good job, I would look good. If I did a bad job, I have to, take responsibility of that. So, and that kind of opened up for me to, I did an internship and then I came back and moved down to Stockholm from northern part of Sweden, a small city called Härnösand. And I moved to Stockholm. And, it was all about the magazine and training at Pro Gym as the premier bodybuilding place at the time.
Yeah.
So it started, no real plan, but just hard work.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, I had talent. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. That's important, too. I mean, it's like you might love something, but you might, if you don't have the talent to become a good football player or whatever, maybe it's a waste. I mean, you could become good. Hard work could actually, if you have the most talented person that never trains and you have a person that has seen a good talent but put in the work, he could excel, right?
How do you define talent?
Talent, I think it's something you have a knack for that comes easy to you.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like what you're doing, if it's easy for you, if you're flexible, you got good reaction and stuff, you just add the technique to it, and that's talent. Right? For me, talent is like when it's photography, maybe you have an eye, and you know, for like photography, in a way, if you break it down like mathematically, it has to do with lines, proportions, and all that stuff. And I had an eye, and then I, you know, practiced on that. So right away I got published, and within 2-3 years working at the magazine, you know, I started getting stuff published outside Sweden.
Oh wow!
So Ove Rytte, he was a smart businessman, so he was dealing and wheeling. He was trading images with a magazine in Canada, in the U.S. It was like, so I got my pictures published, like in North America and different places in Europe. And I think, like for yourself, if you see that you have some success, you feel like, I wanted to be compared to the best.
Yeah.
And that's what drew me to come to the U.S. So around, you know, after 2-3 years of shooting, I contacted Joe Weider, who was the godfather of bodybuilding, sent him some images and said, I would love to come and work for you. And he said, yeah, come over.
Oh, wow.
I'll give you some work. So that's what I did. And, you know, one thing led to another. I came to the U.S. I worked for Weider Publishing, and then other doors opened up. So it was like, just taking advantage of the, like, if you get an opportunity, take advantage of it. Do the best job, deliver in time, be fast, passionate about it. People love to see that, right? In a young person.
I spoke to Chinzo Mashita, a karate master, a couple of weeks back, and he said, you can only prepare so far. When the opportunity arises, you gotta dive in. Because if you don't dive in at any time, okay, you're at shore, but it's that boring saying with the boat, it's not meant to be in the harbor, right? It's out, meant, it's the same with life and doing stuff, don't you think?
No, 100%, you're absolutely right. And you know, there's things that I'm fearful of, or maybe I should be more proactive when it comes to stuff, some stuff that holds me back. But if I'm not comparing to other successful people, but there's, if you think about it, there's so many actors and rock artists, like drugs is a big problem. And you start thinking, why is that? I think it's because they're trying to kill a voice inside them, holding them back. And you spoke about fear. There's different kind of fears. Like, I don't think as people, we're not fearful as a kid. We learn to have fear, right? So if you're in a situation where you want to do something, but a lot of stuff holds you back, maybe it's not your fear. Maybe it's the fear of your parents, because they were like, they want to protect you from doing a mistake they did that went the wrong way. And then you kind of have learned, like, you've been programmed that way and it's holding you back. And that sucks, right? Because it's like you have no control over it. It's like you're running up to that edge and you're about to, like on a 10-foot, like a 10-yard, like a trampoline, you run up to the edge and you're about to jump, and then you kind of breaks because it's like you want to do it, but something holds you back. And I think if people can find out or can understand that, what that fear comes from, or like figure out, then it's very, very helpful. Then you can intellectually, like your head, at least you can wrap that around it and start come up with a solution, right?
Those are great advice. So thank you guys for listening in. And again, a big thanks to our sponsor, Hessens Beds Los Angeles. Hessens will change the way you sleep forever with the finest beds, mattresses, and bedding accessories in the world. If you're serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep. Check them out at HessensLA.com. If you have any questions and comments, please email us at info@ilesuccess.com. Also, if you like this episode, share with your friends, family. That's how we grow, and we want to help so many people, and we need your help as well. Thanks once again, Per, for coming here today. It means the world to me.
Thanks for having me.